from the brother man who couldn't rest in his play.
Him along with him.
Ah,
stop
it!
Is all our company here?
You were best to call them generally man by man, according to the script.
Here is the scroll of every man's name, which is thought fit through all Athens to play in our interlude before the Duke and the Duchess on his wedding day at night.
Ooh. But first, Peter Quinn, say what the play treats on, then read the names of the actors and so grow to a point.
Mary, our play is the most lamentable comedy and most cruel death of Pyramus and Thisbe.
Ooh.
A very good piece of work, I assure you, and a merry. Now, good Peter Quince, call forth your actors by the scroll. Master, spread yourselves.
Answer as I call you. Nick Bottom the Weaver.
Ready? Name what part I am for and proceed.
You, Nick Bottom, are set down for Pyramus.
What is Pyramus, a lover or a tyrant?
Oh, a lover that kills himself, most gallant for love.
Oh, that will ask some tears in the true performing of it. If I do it, let the audience look to their eyes. I will move storms. I will condole in some measure. To the rest, yet my chief humor is for a tyrant. I could play Hercules or Larry or a part to tear a cat in to make all split. The raging rocks and shivering shocks shall break the locks of prison gates, and Phoebus' car shall shine from far and make and mar the foolish fates. This was lofty.
Ah. Now
name the rest of the players.
Francis Flute.
This was Hercules' vein.
Francis Flute.
A tyrant's vein.
Francis Flute.
A lover is more condoling.
Francis Flute, the bellows mender.
Here, Peter Quince.
Flute, you must take Thisbe on you.
What is Thisbe? A wandering knight?
Oh, it is the lady that Pyramus must love.
Oh, nay, Faith, let me not play a woman. I've a beard. Coming.
That's all one. You shall play it in a mask, and you must speak as small as you will.
And I may hide my face. Let me play Thisbe, too. I'll speak in a monstrous little voice.
Thisbe, Thisbe, ah, Pyramus, my lover dear, thy Thisbe dear and lady dear.
Oh, yes.
No, no, you must play Pyramus and flute you, Thisbe.
Oh, well, proceed.
Robin Starveling the tailor.
Here, Peter Quince.
Robin Starveling, you must play Thisbe's mother.
Mother?
Tom Stout the tinker.
Here, Peter Quince.
You, Pyramus's father. Mm. Myself, Thisbe's father. And Snug the joiner.
Here, Peter Quince.
You, the lion's part. And I hope here is a play fitted.
Oh. Have you the lion's part written?
Eh?
Pray you, if it be, give it me. For I am slow of study.
You may do it extempore, for it's nothing but roaring.
Let me play the lion, too. I will roar, that it will do any man's heart good to hear me. I will roar, that it will make the Duke say, let him roar again, let him roar again.
And you should do it too terribly, you'd fright the Duchess and the ladies that they would shriek, and that were enough to hang us all.
Every mother's son.
Oh, I grant you, friends, if you should fright the ladies out of their wits, they would have no more discretion but to hang us, but I will aggravate my voice so, I will roar you as gently as any sucking dove. I will roar you and 20 nightingales.
You can play no part but Pyramus.
No.
For Pyramus is a sweet-faced man. A proper man, as one shall see in a summer's day. A most lovely, gentleman-like man. Therefore, you must needs play Pyramus.
Well, I will undertake it.
Very good.
What beard were I best to play it in?
Why, what you will.
I will discharge it in either your straw-coloured beard, your orange tawny beard, your purple-in-grain beard, or your French crown colour beard, your perfect yellow.
Some of your French crowns have no hair at all, and then you'll play barefaced. But, masters, there are your parts, and I am to entreat you, request you, and desire you to con them by tomorrow night, and meet me in the palace wood, a mile without the town, by moonlight. There will we rehearse. But if we meet in the city, we shall be dogged with company and our devices known.
Mm.
In the meantime, I will draw a bill of properties such as our play wants. I pray you fail me not.
We will meet, and there we may rehearse most obscenely and courageously. Take pains. Be perfect.
Adieu.
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 At the Duke's oak we meet.
Enough, hold or cut bowstring.